You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Swati Maliwal has accused Arvind Kejriwal's personal secretary, Bebhav Kumar, of slapping her multiple times inside the Delhi Chief Minister's house earlier this week. In the FIR registered against Bebhav Kumar on the basis of the Rajya Sabha MP's statement on Thursday, the Delhi police have mentioned that she was hit by him on the stomach, slapped and kicked. The Delhi police on Thursday named Kumar in their FIR, hours after recording Swati Maliwal's statement at her residence. The Supreme Court on Thursday firmly refuted the Enforcement Directorate's (ED) contention that granting interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and agreeing to examine the legality of his arrest in the excise policy case was an exceptional exercise, emphasizing that all individuals, irrespective of their status, are entitled to pursue the same legal recourse and remedies. A severe heat wave will likely envelop Delhi, Punjab and Haryana between May 18th and 20th, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, forecast on Thursday, adding that similar conditions will grip other parts of northern India and Bihar over the next 5 days as the summer heat cranks up across most parts of the country. Temperatures in northwest India and Gujarat will rise by 2 to 3 degrees over the next 5 days, warned the agency, attributing the spiraling heat to the dwindling influence of western disturbances. The mystery hovering over Virat Kohli's batting position has crossed shores and reached Australia, where Aaron Finch and one of Virat's fiercest rivals as captain, Tim Payne, debated over where Kohli should bat for India once the men in blue begin their T20 World Cup campaign. Starting off, Tim Payne said Kohli is best suited as an opener, while Finch, on the other hand, reckons India would benefit if Virat was persisted with at number 3. Lady Whistledown is back, and this time the penchant for gossip might cost her a little too dearly if she's not careful. With its first 4 episodes out on Netflix, Bridgerton still manages to delight and captivate, and delivers every little sparkle viewers have come to expect of it ever since the first season was released in 2020. The pop songs and instrumental covers, Billie Eilish, Sia, the immaculately designed costumes and makeup, and the pointed approach to matters of courtship.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.